to tell us what it says on Thursday's papers. Here's Padraig Lodge.
End of the world is the dramatic headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star as it focuses on Hurricane Milton. The paper tells us that up to 70 Irish tourists holidaying on the coast of Florida have been moved to safe locations. Coverage inside is given the headline "A War Zone." The Irish Times has a photograph of a man in Fort Myers inspecting the damage to his house, which had its roof blown off. Back home, Tim O'Brien of the Irish Times reports that Irish Rail is planning to double the number of tracks on its northern route out of Dublin from 2 to 4. The plan involves separating DART and commuter services from the Dublin to Belfast services. There's a feel-good story in the Irish Examiner that a mystery donor has gifted a total of more than €500,000 in various donations to schools and charities in Cork. Elaine Angland, principal of Scoil Éanna Primary School in Montanotti, told reporter Caroline Delaney the excitement was tangible when we opened the envelope and a cheque for €50,000 jumped out. According to the Irish Independent, more than 100,000 school children missed out on dental screening last year because of a lack of dentists in the public dental service. The Farmers' Journal is reporting that farmers have been told not to import sheep to reduce the risk of the blue tongue virus coming into Ireland. Dr. Owen Ryan from the Department of Agriculture outlined the severity of the disease in the Netherlands, where there were around 55,000 sheep deaths in just 4 months. Cork City Council and Cork Business Association have announced a Leave a Light On campaign. The Echo informs us that the initiative encourages businesses to leave at least one light on during the evening hours to brighten the streets and make the city feel more welcoming, and a subsidy will be provided to cover the cost. The cost of the National Children's Hospital is front page news in the Irish Daily Mail. The paper suggests that tensions are deepening between the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, which is overseeing the project, and the contractor BAM. The Herald leads with the extradition to the UK on weapons charges of Jack Kavanagh, son of Kinahan cartel chief Thomas Bomber Kavanagh. A report on the way forward for loyalist paramilitaries that involves them setting out a timeline to disband has been released by what Suzanne Breen in the Belfast Telegraph describes as an independent pro-union think tank. The group says a carrot and stick approach must be adopted with the UDA, UVF and Red Hand Commando. The Irish News highlights concerns that a new movie set in Belfast's Holy Lands could encourage further antisocial behaviour. The Unholy Lands is set to have its premiere at the Belfast Film Festival next month, with guest stars Jimmy Nesbitt and Nathan Carter. The article says student parties have become a nightmare for the dwindling number of long-term residents remaining in the area. And finally, a bizarre claim in the Irish Sun that people who make tea at work gain an extra 8 days of paid holidays each year. A study found that workers make an average of 3 cups a day, taking 5 minutes each time. This, we're told, amounts over a year to 8 days' work, with the suggestion that workers who love their tea are milking it.
All right, Padraig, thank you very much.